The chairman of the National Mining Committee, Professor Akilapa Sawyer, has suggested that government's contracts be made transparent for the people of Ghana to appreciate. Speaking on the issue to Radio Ghana, a spokesperson on governance, Dr. Clementa Park, said Professor Sawyer's pronouncement only confirms President Mahama's policy of accountable governance and transparency.
I think that the record and reputation of Professor Akilapa Sawyer is well known, not only within Ghana and or within the continent, but globally. And I think that his link to the ruling National Democratic Congress is also one that is not a secret. You must remember that Professor Akilapa Sawyer is a progressive and has played several important roles in the history of this nation, and indeed was instrumental in the centenary celebration of the birth of our first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And as somebody who is a social activist, his statement is one that certainly comes from the staples of government. This government, under His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama, has indicated that it will do everything possible within the context of the laws of this land to ensure that there is transparency and accountability in every aspect of public life. Therefore, if the good old prof has made this statement indicating that it is the policy direction of government to ensure that contracts are laid bare for all to know what goes into, what the expectations are, and what the expected outcomes are going to be, I think that he speaks on behalf of the NDC and indeed reflects what the good people of Ghana expect from an accountable government such as the one led by His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama.
Is it a new thing that the NDC is practicing, or it is going to be a boost of the transparency you've been touting?
Well, I don't think that it is a new thing. I think that the laws and the rules and regulations are there. But of course, as we've all talked about, one of the challenges that we face as a developing country is the weaknesses in our public and state institutions. And indeed, we all remember the profound statement that the U.S. President Barack Obama made when he visited, that we should build strong institutions. So Prof's statement and admonishment is to highlight the fact that we expect that this should be the status quo. Yes, we may have challenges here and there, but if we all commit to do what is right as prescribed by law and to do what is genuine and what is in the interest of the good people of this country, expending their resources for their benefit, I believe that we would collectively push the wheel of development many, many, many notches ahead of where it currently is.